the British Public Radio, we're planning to open Britain's first commercial general interest speech station. And to make the station a success, the one thing we can't do without is great content. In the months since we began beta testing, we've discovered all kinds of great audio that's come from not just established producers, but from new and in some cases quite unexpected sources. But we were convinced we'd only just scratched the surface. So we decided to reach out and see if we could find some more, and then shine a spotlight on the very best. The response, the results, were beyond our wildest dreams.
Your body goes into shock. It's almost like a train crash, I think, or a massive car crash.
When and why, for instance, did we stop embracing death?
It was uncanny. It just screamed at you.
I always thought music was free. I don't know why.
And then she disappeared.
Well, what do you know?
It's a dirty sound, a bit like Bowie jamming with Meatloaf in a shed owned by Jack Johnson, but leased by Slipknot.
There was just total fear and paranoia.
It was nothing like they said.
If I didn't ride my bike, I'd be walking up in a street jacket by now.
You can swim up and down in a serpentine and you don't break sweat.
The likelihood of an asteroid hitting the Earth is 100%.
We should at least give it a shot.
I mean, who even are you?
Huh? Answer me that.
I am a Trekkie.
It is nice to assess your benefit claim, to assess your benefit claim.
No! Hello, I'm Matt Hopper.
I'm Henrietta Creasy.
And this is the first ever British Public Radio Awards, brought to you with Audioboo and supported by Roberts Radio.
There are 11 awards in total, spread across five categories, with the Gold Award going to the piece judged best overall.
The categories are documentary, drama, entertainment, experimental and news factual, with separate awards being presented for short-form pieces of 15 minutes or less and long-form pieces over 15 minutes.
The winners each receive, with their trophy, a Roberts Union Jack Sports DAB personal radio. And the recipient of the Gold Award also gets a Roberts Union Jack Revival DAB radio.
The British Public Radio Awards.
So, to our first category, documentary. Judging this category was Michael Hill, Managing Director of UK Radio Player.
Bearing in mind this is a new set of awards, I didn't really know what to expect in terms of the entries. But when I started, I plugged in my earphones on the train and I started listening. I was blown away. The quality was really, really high. Not only the editorial quality, but also the technical quality. So any of these programmes could have graced any national radio station. Really, really brilliant.
The long-form documentary nominations are Doomsday Love Affair from Caitlin Snedden and Yap Audio.
Why does the sun rise every morning? What's the air I'm breathing? Because we're smart and we're asking those kind of questions, it's very natural to also say, and what if it stopped?
They're thinking about it coming to an end, the whole show being wrapped up.
Whether or not you can actually realistically think about evacuating the population is questionable.
All Ears, celebrating modern audio drama, from Yap Audio.
I have a story now that's been heard in countries all around the world, and I couldn't have done that if I was writing a physical book and I'd have to worry about shipping costs. It's such a great way to get a story told to so many people.
Your Story, a history of LGBT Manchester, from 2ZY Gadio.
I'm hungry for love.
When I was at college, there was a women-only night run up there that was definitely sort of full of women who looked a bit like a young Cliff Richard, with another woman who had a dress on, who still looked a bit like Cliff Richard, but in a dress. And then in Manchester, yeah, I remember going to Follies and there was usually sort of women with long hair and nice tops on, and they would have girlfriends that, you know, were angry-looking, little skinhead-looking women.
And Life at Death's Door from the Wireless Theatre Company.
Then again, it's not hard to believe in the supernatural when you are walking around the catacombs or threading your way through the sinister, gnarly and twisted trees.
Can we go now? It's getting a bit spooky here.
And the winner of the long-form documentary award is Life at Death's Door from the Wireless Theatre Company.
Where's the body, Sarge?
Dr. Fisher's taking it off. They're doing the PM this afternoon.
We hear so much about post-mortems and forensics because of programmes like Silent Witness and, of course, CSI. But what is a post-mortem? Those of us with Latin understand it means after death. But what exactly does it entail?
His birth was the death of him.
Hi, Dr. Payne.
Dr. Anderson.
The purpose of a post-mortem is to establish as far as possible the medical cause of death and to bring out as much information as possible about the circumstance of the death. Without a post-mortem examination, the cause of the death would often remain unknown.
Oh, okay.
A written description of the body is made and external evidence is collected before the body is photographed, weighed and measured.
Mm-hmm, I see.
A rubber brick is then placed under the back of the body, causing the arms and neck to fall backward while stretching and pushing the chest upward to make it easier to cut open.
Ooh, vulnerable.
A large deep Y, or sometimes T-shaped incision, is made, starting at the top of each shoulder and running down the front of the chest all the way down to the pubic bone so that the internal organs can be removed and examined.
Ouch. What did he die of?
A paper cut.
Yeah, this is a weird one. You know, I started listening to it and I thought, why on earth aren't there more programs about death? It's the one human constant. This grabs you from the outset. And with Brian Blessed presenting, I mean, his style, you know, on the face of it, is completely opposed to the subject matter. You know, you'd have thought they'd have gone for someone speaking in hushed, reverential tones. Absolutely not. It's Brian Blessed in full flow, and it's all about death. There's jokes and there's sketches and there's sound effects, and you come out at the end of it much more knowledgeable and, yeah, entertained.
The British Public Radio Awards.
The nominations for short form documentary are A Real Oasis from Siggy Gunnison.
I mean, there were some real achievers in the club, swimming long distances. We've got two club members swimming around Manhattan Island next Saturday, which is nearly 30 miles. So for me, just swimming a mile is you know, a drop in the ocean. But it's still, you know, each of us have different challenges that we set for each other. So, and there's such a broad sort of range of club members.
Nature Pastcast from the Nature Publishing Group.
We had this second, third prize feeling that we were within a millimetre or two of the right answer ourselves.
Downloading from Ryan Bartrop.
With time I've become, I guess, a bit of an audiophile, so it kind of annoys me when they're extremely compressed and stuff, and they're like really early demo versions online, and I kind of want the one that the artist wanted you to hear at the quality the artist wanted you to hear it.
And A Place to Belong from Siggy Gunnison.
You mix with, you know, with people that you feel safe and secure with, that you forget that the rest of the world is not all this forward thinking, and it's really nice to actually just come into a space and sing and actually not have to worry about the person next to you's attitude. You know, I can touch my partner's knee, I can have a giggle. It's not about being explicit, but it's just about being yourself.
And the award for short form documentary goes to
A Place to Belong.
Yeah, A Place to Belong, an amazing little piece dealing with another universal human need. We need to get together, we need to be creative. And these are people singing their hearts out. It starts brilliantly. You're not quite sure what's going on, really. You hear sort of footsteps going down a wooden floored corridor and the rather muffled sound of human voices in the background. Then a door opens and you step into this beautiful stereo soundscape of singing. And that soundscape continues throughout, sort of peeking and ducking, interwoven gorgeously with the very, very relaxed storytelling style. You know, it feels like actually you've spent an hour with this program, and in fact it's only about 10 minutes long. I thought this was absolutely beautiful.
there's been plenty of studies that prove that actually singing makes you feel better psychologically and physiologically. People feel better.
Singing, I think, physically, I think actually when I've had a good old sing, it's almost like having a bit of exercise. And the fact that music, if you like music, which most people do, I certainly do, it kind of, you know, the fact that you're creating something is really satisfying as a group.
The British Public Radio Awards.
So to drama, and the nominations for long-form drama are...
Sophia Square Omnibus from Rhys Phillips and Radio Cardiff.
Dear Sean and Rhys, I wish you were here. I'm having so much fun. By the time you read this, I'll be in Madrid and the Limbo trophy will be mine.
Mary, do a Limbo? That's one mental image I can do without.
I know. She says she's been trying all the treatments at the spa and is rather taken by a young French cocktail waiter. Mm. Blah, blah, blah. Anyway, I won't keep you. I'm sure you newlyweds have better things to do than sit around reading postcards, if you know what I mean.
A Mother's Love from Cornucopia Radio.
That first knock on the door, the police standing there, asking for you. I never imagined it would end up here. I thought the nightmare would soon be over, but it just gets worse by the day.
I'm sorry.
And the Spring Heel Saga from the Wireless Theatre Company.
Let's take a look at the wreckage, shall we?
Hello, hello, hello. What's this?
A long strand of flame red hair, numbering one. Caught on the door hinge as she jumped out, I'd imagine.
Yeah. She'd be hard to miss in a crowd, hey?
Our judge in the drama category is one of the finest proponents of this particular radio genre, Dirk Maggs.
I was really pleasantly surprised. Sounds sort of a bit condescending, and I don't mean it to, but I was actually knocked out by the quality of what I was listening to. And I think the thing that really got me was that there's an awful lot of real invention going on in audio at the moment in a medium which you wouldn't actually think could develop any further in terms of creativity. Yet I'm listening to directing ideas that I have not heard tried before, and I'm listening to creative sourcing ideas I've not heard before, such as the community radio idea. I've heard a little bit of community radio, but to do something as complex and as ambitious as Sophia Street was really interesting. But I'm also listening to traditional material like the Spring Heel Jack Saga, which is wonderfully confident and full of bravura. And I'm thinking of the science fiction pieces, which take a very simple premise and explore them and use sound design and use good acting and directing to create worlds, which is what we can do in this medium. The most important thing about all of them was that none of them said, oh, it's radio, we mustn't be too ambitious. They were all outrageously ambitious.
And so, the drama winners. The award for long-form drama goes to A Mother's Love.
Perhaps when you've attended the classes, perhaps then it will all start to make sense and we can all finally start to move on.
I don't need anyone here telling me why I did what I did. I was drunk, that's all. Stupid, perhaps, but I'm not one of them. I'm not like them.
I understand it can't be easy, but the sooner you attend, the better.
I can't do it, Mum.
It's for the best, son. Once you start...
But it's the formal assessments next week and I'll be telling them what I'm telling you, Mum. I won't be doing any group for paedophiles.
So what will happen to you?
I'll most likely be shipped out to another prison.
Shipped out? Where to? When?
Can visitors start making their way to the exits, please? Thank you.
I'm an intensely shallow person, and when I hear something that sounds like it's issue-led or in some way downbeat and rather angst-ridden and personal, I tend to shy away because I am thinking, oh, you know, I'm not sure I'm ready to be miserable at this time of day. But this, from the off, was so compelling, so well written and acted that within a minute I wanted to know how the story would pay off. And it was a very brave project. It's a mother whose son, who was a teacher, has been found guilty and is serving a sentence for having a relationship with an underage pupil. There were a lot of grey areas in it. This was the thing. It was so brave because it went for the grey areas and explored them thoroughly. Superbly written, superbly acted, beautifully directed. Sound design was absolutely in the pocket. Made me believe they lived in a world that existed around them. And it felt fresh. It didn't feel like I was listening to a sort of by-the-numbers, issue-led afternoon play. It really had genuine freshness. And that's why I gave it the first spot in long form. And I'm glad I heard it. It inspired me to do better work.
The British Public Radio Awards.
The nominations for short form drama are Sophia Square, Series 2 finale from Rhys Phillips and Radio Cardiff.
I've got a few numbers I want you to call. This one's for Combat Stress. They're funded by the MOD. And there's Healing the Wounds. They're a local charity. You will call them, won't you?
Yes, darling, I will.
Tomorrow.
Tonight, I just want a nice night in with my beautiful wife.
We're going to make it work, aren't we? No more secrets, okay?
You got it, babe. I love you so much.
I love you too.
We dream ourselves each day from Cornucopia Radio.
You take me from my family and you dare tell me not to cry? If I can't cry for my own children?
No, Sarah, you cannot cry.
I will not take orders from you.
And Happiness from the Bunbury Banter Theatre Company.
I usually take the programme exit.
Oh, excuse me. No, excuse me.
He's on the programme. You wouldn't want to bump into someone who wasn't. Look at this man, for example. A slavering, wild-eyed mess.
You're looking at me. You're looking at me.
No.
You're looking at me.
I'm not. I'm not looking at you.
The recipient of the Short Form Drama Award is Happiness.
I listened to Happiness twice. And the funny thing was, for about the first 5 minutes of the first listen, I wasn't sure if I was getting it. I thought, yeah, okay, dystopian future. It was that awful thing where you start to kind of tick off the negatives. And then gradually, I began to believe in this guy and this situation that he was in and the relationship he had. And then the writing surprised me because it did that very rare thing that very good writing does, where if you imagine your story is a piece of terrain in the Lake District that you plan to walk through to see the sights, it didn't trudge down the bottom of the valley for miles and miles and miles. It actually leapt from crag to crag overhead, taking in only the very best views and still covering the whole kind of distance. If I'm not tearing this metaphor to snapping point. And that was the writing. And the other thing was that and this is what I loved, because it had a kind of quality to it that I love and I try and put in my work if I can, which is there's a slightly tongue-in-cheek quality to the sound effects. And actually it made me laugh when the welcome to the West End, please have your passports for stamping and all of this. And there was this whole feel to it of this, and it's a very Douglas Adams kind of thing where machines being nice to you becomes really annoying and offensive. And it had that sort of feel. And, you know, sometimes you listen to something and it's only 10 minutes long and it feels like half an hour because it in a bad way. Well, this felt like half an hour in a good way. I felt like I'd had half an hour's worth of story told me, but without being force-fed it or it being too dense, it really did the job.
I never usually come to West London.
Passports ready, please.
I wouldn't come at all if it wasn't for her.
Passport, please, sir.
Yes, sir. Here it is.
Oh, quite a few stamps here, sir.
Mm.
Lambeth, Southwark, Camden. Mind if I look through your bag?
No, not at all.
Thank you, sir. Did you pack your bag yourself, sir?
Pack it yourself?
Yes, yeah.
Has anybody given you anything to carry?
Well, no.
And you understand that infection is a criminal offence?
You understand that, sir?
Yes, of course, yeah.
Thank you, sir. Enjoy yourself in West London.
Enjoy yourself, sir.
Welcome to West London. Who are you to have a happy time?
The British Public Radio Awards.
To entertainment now. A judging this category was creative director of Pixoo, Alex Feldman.
The judging process for this year's BPR Awards was extremely enjoyable, actually. I think as a judge, it can be quite daunting when somebody sends you a long list of things to listen to. But actually, from the moment I started going through the categories for entertainment, short form and long form, I was really surprised by the variety of programmes that had been entered and the different formats that I had to listen to. There was some really good comedy there, there was some amusing drama, and there were some really interesting experimental programmes as well. So there was a lot to take in. There were some very well-known programmes in there. There were some production companies I'd never heard of. There were some individual producers, and all different levels as well. There was some, you know, really kind of do-it-yourself stuff, and there was obviously some, you know, very kind of established producers putting in as well. So really encouraging to see productions from all over the spectrum of a British radio production.
The nominations for long-form entertainment are...
Answer Me This... from Helen Zaltzman and Ollie Mann.
Answer me this. Mm. What is a baby chino?
It's a steamed milk.
Yeah, as Martin said three times, it's steamed milk.
It's frothy milk that looks like a cappuccino, but most importantly, you're not feeding a baby caffeine.
That's right.
I think it's quite a clever ruse.
Live from Kieran Island.
Perhaps we could occasionally go easier on people, Nick. My ratings are truly plummeting.
Mr. Clegg to you. Remember... if you want to keep being PM, you will do exactly what I say. And the best bit is, everyone blames the Tories for what we're doing. Don't blame it on the Lib Dems. Don't blame it on the Nick Clegg. Just blame it on Cameron. Blame it on the Tories.
And Radio Hoo-Ha from the Wireless Theatre Company.
Basically, we don't know what to do.
What to do about all the Hindus.
There's a lot of Hindus.
There's a Hindu encampment, isn't there?
Yeah.
And the problem is, I don't want to meet people.
Yep, and they're outside the gates.
Like gypsies, but with Hindus.
You shot one of them, didn't you?
I shot one.
Didn't mean to. We were shooting at crows.
They keep bringing garlands to put round her neck.
Her necks?
Her necks.
They've heard about the cow.
They've heard about the cow. They've flown over. And basically, they think that the cow is holy.
Holy cow.
But, you know, we know that Deborah's just a mutant.
And the long-form entertainment winner is...
Answer Me This.
Anyone who works in podcasting will know Helen and Ollie's show very well. As they mentioned on their entry, they're 200 programmes in. And... they put together a compilation of some of the most recent programmes, including their coverage of the Jubilee, some of the stuff from the games. And, you know, it really, again, showed that this is a format that they continue to do really well with. It's a programme that at times makes you laugh, at times makes you cry, and very often makes you cringe as well. But I think that's okay. It is a format that others do, but I don't think they do it as well as Helen and Ollie. The thing that I'm surprised that with these guys is that they haven't been that this format hasn't been snapped up by one of the big stations, because it still continues to be one of the most popular and best performing podcasts out there.
I would describe myself as fairly apathetic and undecided about the whole thing.
Perfect for the Christian recruiters.
But there was no way I was passing up a free sausage.
She's undecided. A sausage might sway her.
So, in the end, I went, got my free sausage sandwich with tomato sauce, had an awkward conversation with a girl studying science, and I awkwardly ran away. While the sausage sandwich was great...
as they always are.
...and my appetite was quenched.
Yep.
I immediately felt guilt...
the Christs have got
I think
you.
They've won, yeah.
Were they Catholic?
Yeah, yeah.
That I had used and deceived these people, obviously hoping to turn me from my immoral ways for my baser desires.
They led you into temptation by having a barbecue.
Yes.
Were the sausages arranged in the shape of a crucifix?
So, Helen, answer me this. Am I doomed to rot forever in hell, in eternal damnation?
The British Public Radio Awards.
The short form entertainment nominations are...
You Like This? From Katie Hyatt.
And a few girls at school tried Beth for a while, but didn't think it suited me, really.
Well, we'd best stick to Lizzie, then. So what do you do, then, Lizzie?
I'm a nurse, actually. Just qualified. Yay.
Nurse?
I was quite sad to leave college.
She's definitely one of those party nurses.
I guess it's okay.
I bet she's got some fit nurse mates. Or she's going to ask me what I do next. Not going to impress her with the truth, am I?
Diaries from Audio Co.
Though I don't keep diaries anymore, I did it one time in my life at the tender age of 13, back when my only friend in school decided it would be a wise idea to leave, for good, to Ireland. Distraught by this, we decided that I would write about my days each day for him to see what had happened at school since he was gone. However, since we were shy 13-year-olds, mostly concerned with the opposite sex, we obviously wrote about subjects that we wanted no one else to see.
And the blind spot from Yap Audio.
Did you get everything? How did you get out of Berlin?
Don't worry, I wasn't followed. I'm in a hotel room at the airport, and yes, I got everything. The tapes, the documents, everything. I'm in the clear. In fact, I'm going to have a nice, relaxing evening.
And the award goes to...
The Blind Spot.
This was a really interesting programme. The producer managed to create a great atmosphere and a great kind of a sense of what was happening very easily. Very clever use of sound effects. You were drawn in immediately to the fact that this guy was caught in an airport, and there's a really clever kind of use of sound effects of phone calls coming in and out. So the phone calls that he was, the calls that he was making, and the calls that people were making to him. It was a really kind of clever use of sound there. And I think what was really good about this was also the writing. I mean, you really got a sense of who the characters were. There were three characters in there, and within only 5 minutes, you kind of really did get a sense of who they were and what was happening. So what really impressed me about this entry was how the producer managed to create such a great kind of atmosphere and set the scene within such a short space of time. And when I read afterwards, actually, that the three voices had been recorded separately, I think he did a really good job in pulling it all together.
I'm here.
Who the hell is that?
The entertainment. I think I've earned it.
There are Reds looking for you right now, Monty. You specifically. And you're screwing hookers. Are you insane?
May I use the buds in my mind and hair to make myself more comforting?
Huh. Whatever you gotta do. Look, I am bedding down in 5 minutes, and I won't be leaving my room until 6 a.m. when I catch my flight. You don't have to worry.
Monty, please listen very carefully to me. They wouldn't have risked anything in Berlin, so they could be in Hanover right now, looking for the right moment to take you out.
The British Public Radio Awards.
Now to the category where boundaries are pushed and new ideas are explored. It's experimental. And our judge in this category is radio futurologist James Cridland.
I think that experimental is stuff that you wouldn't necessarily hear on mainstream radio, at least mainstream radio at mainstream times. I think everything in terms of experimental, from just the craft way that you put together a piece of audio, or the way that it ended up sounding. In none of the pieces that I heard, for example, was there somebody saying, "Hello, listener, this is what we're going to hear now. This is the name of this person talking. Here they are, little clip, and now we're going to go to such and such." You know, none of that was going on, which was lovely, because it was just a very different way of listening to the radio.
The nominations for long form experimental are
Three Up from Sam Foster.
Games are a pastime. Gaming is an overweight plumber jumping on turtles. A video game is a hedgehog breaking the speed of sound. A game is an extra life.
And A Life on Two Wheels from White Cart Media.
Personally, I think it's almost like a meditative state, a form of meditation, if you like.
There's the whole freedom thing.
Oh, it's a total obsession.
Okay, the race will start within the next 30 seconds.
And the award goes to...
A Life on Two Wheels.
I really liked this. This was a lovely piece. I think one of the things that I liked about it was a wonderful story arc of hearing cyclists and why they got into cycling at the beginning, hearing towards the end, you know, what they would ever do if they had to give up cycling, hearing from people who've had quite a few car accidents and things. And there was this wonderful story arc that held the whole thing together. and a wonderful range of different characters in this piece as well. Some really likable people, some really sort of friendly people, and some people who are a bit more cold and a bit, you know, a bit less likable. And I think, you know, to be able to sit there for half an hour to enjoy listening to people talking about one of their real passions, and by the way, technically beautifully put together as well, but still getting those wonderful characters in there, I really enjoyed it.
Right, have a good ride, everybody. Enjoy your time out there on the road. Say hello to everyone.
Before I could ride a bike, I didn't learn about ride a bike until I was 13. I remember travelling up Loch Lomond side in the 1950s, 53 or 54, I think it would be, in my dad's car, and it was a sort of October weekend, and we passed this bunch of cyclists, and I remember looking out the back window thinking they must be tough.
The British Public Radio Awards.
The short form experimental nominations are
Waiting for the Bell to Ring from Caitlin Sneddon.
It's there, but it's tangled.
They're just catching it and taking photos and then putting them back because the daughter doesn't want live fish taken in the house.
My case, I eat them.
My case, I give them away. Good one, I fish. I fish from the fish hub. I've been fishing since I was 16. Or...
Sounds of the Kingdom from Caitlin Sneddon.
Rutting is when they're trying to entertain their mates. What they do is they'll go about roaring and presenting themselves to the females, trying to get what's called a harem, and that's just a collection of girls. The more they can get, obviously, the better the male they are.
And Sun Song from Patrick Sykes.
Actually, it's getting to be starting to lighten up out there.
Listening to these signals has opened my eyes to the amount of energy that we're bombarded with constantly and the aggression of that energy. For example, the natural signals come in at my recorder at sort of minus 40 to minus 24 decibels, while if I record a television, that comes in at plus 6 decibels.
And receiving the short form experimental award is
Waiting for the Bell to Ring.
Waiting for the Bell to Ring. I really like the idea of, you know, essentially interviewing people who are sitting doing fishing by the side, you know, of the water. And again, I think that the variety of different voices giving a set of very different views was beautifully weaved together with some nice music and nice sound effects to keep the audience interested. You know, I thought it was a real pleasure to have a listen to this.
It was a summer afternoon walk along the pier. People were fishing. And I thought, this looks interesting and peaceful. So I bought some cheap gear and we've been fishing every day ever since.
That was the first time you went fishing?
First time. Very first time I went fishing.
You didn't have a clue?
Didn't have a clue.
He didn't even bring bait with him, he just cast it out with a hook and thought the fish would just jump on it.
Yeah.
Our final category awards are for news or factual pieces, and our judge is a former deputy controller of BBC Radio 5 Live, Steve Kite.
I was so impressed with the variety of material, the subject matters, incredibly diverse topics, and also the production of each entry. The production standards were just fabulous. It's great that, you know, in the radio audio industry and in 2013 that we're producing such creative content that I think is really, really distinctive, and great storytelling too. But it's the diversity of material that I really, really enjoyed. Fascinating.
The long form news factual nominations are
The Battle for Middle Earth from Sam Coley.
Last month, the Mayor of Wellington officially changed the name of that city. And for the week of the film's premiere, it became known as the Middle of Middle Earth. Now, I do have a bit of a problem with that. For a start, it's inaccurate. So, over the next half hour, we're going to celebrate Tolkien's life here in Britain's second city, Birmingham, and try to reclaim the title of Middle-earth.
The Naked Scientists testing legal highs.
Now, researchers might struggle to keep up with new legal high compounds being developed, but scientists face a different problem when they try to research illegal compounds. Because David Nutt, Professor of Neuropsychopharmacology at Imperial College London, and he's also President of the British Neuroscience Association, had hoped he could investigate the potential of using psilocybin, which is the active psychedelic ingredient in magic mushrooms, to treat depression. But he and his team then ran into a mountain of red tape when they tried to set up a trial. Kate Lamble spoke to him about these obstacles.
We've discovered a serious obstacle to doing this research clinically, which is that there are two complex sets of regulations that really make life very difficult when you want to do studies in patients.
The Nature Podcast from the Nature Publishing Group.
Perhaps we should stick with your negative example for our first tasting, because this is from Australia, a region that's predicted to suffer under climate change.
Yeah, well, Australia's actually got quite a lot of different wine regions, so it's not quite as simple a story as that. There's lots of cool climate regions in Australia that are currently a source of a lot of interest. But it's a lot of the traditional areas are really quite warm climate areas, and they're suffering a double whammy. First of all, the increased temperatures are hitting the grape quality. And secondly, the availability of water is a huge issue because a lot of these areas rely on irrigation.
And an academic debate from Paul Faulkner.
Home time outside Christ Hospital School in Lincoln. Like half of all other secondaries in England, the school is now an academy. Creating academies is the coalition's flagship schools policy, but also one of the most divisive issues in education. So what's persuaded three times as many schools to convert as the government was expecting?
And the award goes to an academic debate.
Well, this was a real challenge because, I mean, all four of the shortlisted entries were of such superb quality. Listening to them, it's that old thing, you forget that you're actually listening to radio, audio, however we want to describe it these days. Great stories, great subjects, great issues told in an informative and entertaining way. So it was a hard choice, but I felt at the end of the day, what I liked about an academic debate was it took an issue that, you know, I'm not particularly, I'm certainly not an expert on the education system, but it took quite a weighty issue, but presented it in a very informative and very accessible way. It was very accessible and very, very interesting. I liked it also because clearly a lot of work had gone into it in terms of a piece of journalism. You could tell that a lot of research had been done on this issue. So I felt it was nutritious, if I can use that word, in terms of the information it presented. But again, presented in a very accessible way. Clearly he had passion for this subject matter, and again, that's one of the things I always look for when it comes to great radio, the passion for the subject matter and the expertise.
Labour used academies to try and raise standards in deprived areas. The Tories said, we'll let you become an academy if you're a highly achieving school. And so academy status suddenly becomes a badge of success instead of a badge of failure.
It was a badge that many schools seemed as keen to pin to their uniforms as the new Education Secretary Michael Gove was to hand it out. Schools which wanted to adopt academy status, known as converter academies, weren't to be denied it for a moment longer than necessary. And so the Academies Act became the first piece of legislation to be put before Parliament under the Coalition.
The British Public Radio Awards.
And finally, the nominations for Short Form News Factual.
In a Heartbeat from Bryony Harrison.
When someone's lay in their bed and they've died of something like a sudden heart attack or something, they look just like they're asleep, and he looked like he was just asleep. And you can't really think, well, this person's dead, because they look too peaceful and you look too young. And then it's when you hug them and then you feel how cold they are, and there's just nothing there. One night to be confused.
The Pulse, Who's Protecting Who, from University Radio Nottingham.
So I asked him again if they'd been turned away, and he just said yes. And I was like, you do realise now that they haven't got in, I can't get home. He was like, I'm not responsible for you. And I was like, well, you are, because you're like the safety people, you should be looking after us. And he replied to that with, I couldn't care less if you get raped, love. It's not my responsibility. He took a photo of me and he just laughed and went, good luck getting in again, love.
And the new Pope, from Chris Barrow.
I will respond as well as I possibly can to the will of God for me at this time, and to the will of God for the Roman Catholic Church at this time, choosing the best person I possibly can, writing the name of the best possible person on my voting paper, and knowing that the person whom I choose will be assuming increasingly heavy responsibilities, not just for the Roman Catholic Church, but in some ways for the world itself, because of the Pope being such an outstanding public figure.
And the award goes to In a Heartbeat.
Well, In a Heartbeat, a very poignant piece of radio, a very, hard subject to tackle, I guess. Something that I hadn't really heard a lot about before. So in terms of a piece of radio, it taught me something. It taught me new things. But I mean, what struck me about this piece was the stories. The stories were heartbreaking. The stories were told in a very sensitive way. So I like the whole approach. I like the fact that it informed me. But at the core of this, and at the core of great radio, is always people's stories. And these stories were heartbreaking. They were poignant, but they had a message too. Beautifully produced, beautifully pulled together. Again, the tone of the piece was really, really good.
Philippa's boyfriend, Chris, was a keen sportsman. They met at school and were together for 3 years, when at the age of 21, Chris passed away in his sleep.
Luckily, the last thing I said to him was, oh, I love you, and I'll see you tomorrow. And then I was in bed, and then suddenly these two people came flying in through my bedroom door and sat either side of me and grabbed my hands. And my mum just said, oh, it's Chris. Something's happened. He's had a massive heart attack. And I thought, well, he must be in hospital. What hospital's he in? She said he died.
Some amazing audio, which you can explore on the British Public Radio Player, and on demand at britishpublicradio.com.
10 worthy winners, but which was the best overall and gets the British Public Radio Gold Award? Well, the responsibility for making that choice went to Amanda Brown, Audioboo's head of content.
I did find that it was a really great opportunity to listen to a very eclectic, different bunch of types of audio. I listen very much on the go. I don't really watch television anymore because I listen so much, and I listen on my mobile primarily, as more and more people are doing, and therefore styles of listening and your type of listening is very different to how it maybe used to be when you had one radio set to one channel, and you can at the flick of a button find all sorts of different things, but you're also very much channeled by a lot of platforms and different ways of listening into specific interest areas, whereas with this shortlist I was challenged to listen to audio that I might not have naturally been swayed towards, but that once I sat down and had a listen to it, I actually found extremely engaging and very impressive. And it was clear that an awful lot of effort went into making all these different types of audio, and a lot of they're all clearly a labor of love, because as we know, it's not like making Hollywood films. You don't make £1 million from an audio play or from an audio piece, but you do stand out, on cold lakes at 4 a.m. in order to get that beautiful piece of audio from a fisherman, or go out at a bike race in order to get the great actuality from the finish line. So having made stuff myself, I'm aware of how much effort and love really went into making all these pieces. So that was really impressive to listen to.
So, which piece wins the Gold Award?
Ah, well, the Gold Award goes to In a Heartbeat, which was submitted by Bryony Harrison and is a look into the dangers of sudden adult death syndrome. And again, this very much would not be something that I would seek out to listen to, generally speaking. But it's one of those pieces of audio that everybody should hear and listen to, and that was actually a pleasure to listen to, despite the difficult subject matter, because it was so thoughtfully produced and made, and so clearly presented with just the right tone and very, very careful interviews with bereaved parents and people speaking about dealing with this subject matter. And it managed not to be dirgy, and it managed not to be awfully depressing, and it managed not to be boring, all of which are pitfalls that worthy pieces can very much fall into. And this piece very, very much managed to be interesting and engaging and extremely compelling listening. The other thing I liked about this piece was that it used audio signposts and music and other elements of it cleverly and sparingly. So it really did focus on the topic in hand and only used other parts of audio to enhance that.
The British Public Radio Awards.
And here she is, Bryony Harrison. Congratulations on winning the first ever British Public Radio Gold Award.
Wow, thank you very much. It feels pretty good, to be honest.
Now, you just graduated from Nottingham Trent University, haven't you? And In a Heartbeat was part of your final year's work. How did you do?
Well, it was part of my dissertation. We all had to make a documentary of our choice, and I managed to get an exceptional first, which I didn't even know existed. So that was pretty spectacular, to be honest.
Did someone or something inspire you to produce In a Heartbeat?
Yes, it was. Well, basically, I have a family friend who a few years ago passed away suddenly in his sleep. He was very fit and healthy. He was 21 years old, and no one knew what it was. And it was later found out to be put down to sudden adult death syndrome, which I think probably a lot of people who hear the piece will think, well, I've never heard of that before, and none of us had heard of it before. So when it came to the point where I was allowed to choose a topic to make a documentary on, I knew I wanted to do that, because I think it's been quite undercovered in the media, really, and more people should know about it.
And so what are you going to do with that exceptional first degree? Where to next, Bryony?
Well, I'd love to stick with radio. I'm currently just working as a freelancer, news reading for a local radio station. But I'm really wanting to get more into the documentary side of things, the storytelling, the speech radio. So I'm just approaching people with it at the moment and just kind of seeing where it gets me. But yeah, just looking to the future, really hoping I can carry on working in radio would be brilliant.
Well, good luck. And again, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Bryony Harrison, winner of the Gold British Public Radio Award.
Thank you to everyone who entered our first awards. We've had a great time listening to all the 100 or so entries we received.
Thanks too to our judges, to Audioboo, and to Roberts Radio for their support.
And thank you for listening. You can hear all the nominations and the winners in full, on demand, and on our online programme stream at britishpublicradio.com.
The British Public Radio Awards.